It is official. For the first time in history, a women's match will be headlining WrestleMania. The Hart Foundation will be entering the Hall of Fame. The Kurt Angle retirement tour continues, and so much more as we are less than 2 weeks away from WrestleMania.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I don't know why. Let's just put fists in. Why not?
Let's do it. Fist in.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Okay, then. Yeah. What's up, everybody? This is the Raw After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Only one more Raw left before WrestleMania 35.
Bam. 35.
Whose contract is expiring, by the way?
Yeah,
exactly. Who's out of here? Who's on its way out?
It's kind of a week-to-week thing here. So who knows? TK Trinidad is doing business tonight, so she's not able to be with us.
But on assignment.
We got, yeah, she's on assignment. You know. Show her some love in the social medias. But we are all here, the four of us. Johnny's here. Over there in dressed in all black.
Oh. If colors weren't deceiving, there I am. Camera point, Jim Alexander.
Yeah, right. Jim Alexander. Next to him, he's running for city council, and that's not even a joke.
Not
that's
a joke. How's it going, everybody? So glad to be here.
What city?
Palms. Neighborhood of Palms.
Well, that's cool, man.
Wow. Palms, Los Angeles. Yeah.
What does that in. I'm interested. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, hashtag voice in the hood.
Ow! Oh, my God.
It's true. Yeah.
Please tell me that's your catchphrase.
That is.
Oh my God,
it is your catchphrase.
That is my catchphrase.
That is amazing.
Voice in the hood, yeah.
It.
You're going to terrify everyone over 60 with that. That's great.
I'm scared.
Brace yourself. Yeah.
So how does one run for city council? You campaign?
Yeah,
and then you
apply and say that you are a legal resident of the area, and then you campaign. Give out flyers, and you have like little meet and greets, and make sure people know that you're about the interests.
Do you debate?
No.
Oh,
you can imagine that,
man,
though.
That'd be so good.
Because if you lose, you're like, oh, man, that's a guy that he sucked.
Us three and TK would show up and just heckle your opponents.
Yeah, that would be relentless.
Maybe we should have
cut some promos.
Yes. Yeah. Well, speaking of relentless, the man next to me, he's America's chocolate sweetheart. He's Evan T. Mack.
Yeah, man, what's going on, Johnny Quas, though, man?
It's good to be. I know you like the couch, but when I have the option to sit next to Evan T. Mack, I will sit next to Evan T.
Yeah, I prefer sitting next to you, Quas, though. Feel amongst the family right here, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, quick shout out to my man Hugo, all the way from Portugal. He watches us all the time, all the way from Portugal. Man, my
that's
favorite person in Portugal.
He gives me love.
Right?
So.
Next to Nani, my favorite Portuguese player. But yeah, shout out to Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, come on, man.
Nah, Nani's my guy. But oh, Hugo, my man.
Seriously, watch this every week from Portugal, man.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
It's like 5 a.m. there or something like that.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's amazing. It's on Twitter. I was like, it's amazing. Hugo.
That's great.
Well, look, AfterBuzz is worldwide. We know that.
Yeah, I love that.
And we appreciate every single person that listens and watches. And this is the time of year where even the casual fans kind of get involved.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the main reasons right now is because for the first time ever, a women's match is headlining WrestleMania, the main event, the final match. It is the triple threat. It's Ronda, it's Becky, it's Charlotte. We all speculated for months. I was sure it was going to happen in my brain, but now it's officially going to happen. It will close out the show. How many matches will go before that? Whoo! It's tough to guess.
Yeah. More. Yeah. Even this week, Finn Balor got a ticket to WrestleMania. So that WrestleMania event's going to be, what, 7 hours, 45 minutes maybe?
I'll tell you what, though. Balor-Lashley is going to be a lot of fun.
It is. It's just like after the first 6 hours, like, oh, my God.
In what world would that be fun for the 100th time?
Oh, come on, man.
What a garbage. That's a bathroom break right there. Or get your pizza time.
Finn Balor, the bathroom break.
Well, unfortunately, I've seen this Lashley thing in Balor too many times.
You think they've exhausted?
Okay, but you're the same person that will complain that there's not enough story behind a match at WrestleMania. At least there's a history between the two.
Oh. There's a history, but a history that just keep on going back and forth. It's the same thing. There's no...
What's wrong
there's
with
no storyline. They're just them, Leo Rush interfering, having a little, you know, whatever he does. And then Lashley winning a title, Balor winning a title from him back. Back and forth. There's just both. None of them can sell right now. Leo Rush is selling this feud. That tells you everything.
Damn.
Whew.
Damn.
Well,
tell me how you really feel about this match.
I like Balor. I even like Lashley. I just hate this feud. It's just
so
played out.
You don't like them together right now.
Yeah. Do something different. I mean, how many times is Lashley going to go for his intercontinental title? It's already watered down, you know, at this point. So.
Well, back to the women. It's a pre-show before Jim went on a rant. Yes, it actually is going to happen. It is the main event. I've been completely 100% on board on this, not just because it was the time to have women headline at WrestleMania. No, this was the match that deserved it. This had the most build-up. This had Ronda Rousey, who is mainstream. People are interested in the fact, yes, she's in WWE, but oh my God, she's the Raw Women's Champion. She's going to be in the main event. You have Becky. This match has everything. It's three women. You have Ronda Rousey, who is the most successful slash famous MMA star of all time.
Period.
You have Charlotte Flair, who you could argue she's the greatest woman of all time already, right, and she's Ric Flair's daughter. Mm-hmm. Then you have Becky Lynch, who is the perennial underdog who just caught fire with the fans over the past 6 to 7 months. So it's got a little bit of everything. So, yes. So happy about this.
Yeah, and I think it should be good, man. It's one of those things where, right, everything you said is correct. You know, I think Ronda being there put it over the top. Like when they announced this afternoon, real media outlets picked it up. You know, and that has to be. It's not just about it, because it's women, but it's Ronda's a big name, man. Mm-hmm. Besides Connor and, you know, Chuck back in the day, Tito Ortiz back in the day, a few names, Anderson Silva back in the day, Johnny Jones before he got into his whatever. Ronda Rousey's the biggest star UFC history, man.
And look, I'm not a UFC expert, but I'd be willing to bet she sold just as many tickets as a lot of those names.
Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. That run she had. You know, so just her, you know, I liked what she said. I liked what she came out. I was like, you're welcome. Because y'all can boo it all you want. She ain't wrong.
She was great tonight on the mic. She was fantastic on the mic. We had the Beat the Clock Challenge, but yeah, before that, she's owning it now. She's a fast learner, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, she's finally settling into this thing where, because I know the boos are probably really bothering her in real life, you know what I mean? Like, back in the day, it used to bother John. Now, I don't know if y'all remember back in the day, John put his like real contact details on MySpace and stuff like that. He didn't think he would get real hate, and it literally affected him in real life, and then he kind of like, I'm just going to embrace this real quick. Let me just bring this in here and just kind of internalize it.
Before I go to Jim, because I know he'll complain about something. Women main eventing.
Yeah. I'm on board. I think my problem, if you follow me on Twitter, right, my problem has always been there was a bit too much story there. I felt like if you told me Becky, Charlotte, Ronda, I'm sold. I'm there, my popcorn.
Already done.
All the reasons are there. But the whole thing about Becky, like, being injured and being re-injured and not knowing how to walk on a crutch because it would change legs every week, to me, I thought it was a bit too much. Mm-hmm. Having Stephanie be like, you're my talent. Go to the doctor. No, I'm different. Made no sense to me. Because, you know, because Stephanie's, like, the right person in that situation. So all those things kind of hurt it for me a bit, but I'm still on board for the match. I think the match itself is going to be all said and
the
done.
The key is just have a short memory.
Yeah, exactly. One storyline, you know? We're all good. Yeah.
No, but the thing is, you didn't need any of that. You already had that. That's what I'm saying, is I'm just not worried about the stuff that didn't necessarily mix in well because there already was enough story behind it. And so Jim, go.
I'm okay with it. I mean, it just, like I said, listen, that storyline turned me off a lot, the way they were messing around with Becky's crutches and everything. Here's the thing. I know that I'm certain that Ronda and Charlotte will bring it. I'm not sure Becky can bring it. Honestly, in the biggest stage, in the biggest moment, Charlotte's proven it.
Sure.
Ronda's proven it at WrestleMania too. You know, last year, and they've done it. I don't know on the big stage if Becky is going to rise to the occasion. We know she's going to have the people behind her. We know that. But I don't know if she can hang legit and do the spots and take the bumps that...
Are you questioning her wrestling prowess, Jim?
Yeah.
I'm kind of, hey, this is the big moment. This is the biggest moment the women had.
Okay.
I am 100% sure Charlotte's going to give the most memorable thing. I know Ronda is going to take whatever she needs to take, bump-wise or whatever.
Right.
I just don't know if Becky can match up their level, if they're going to overshadow her. And I think they will.
Ooh. I don't see it, man. Only because we saw Becky at Royal Rumble this year, which is a big stage. And we saw her at SummerSlam last year, which is a big stage. She can be involved in the mix. I don't think it's an issue of these people are at this level and Becky's like catching
up. I just think Becky's an all right wrestler. I just think she's going with two superior talents. And they're going to outshine her. And she's maybe exposed in her way. She can hang, but these are two elite performers.
Okay.
Can she get to their level is the question.
But Becky's proven herself to be the same thing, though. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying. It's obviously going to create a lot of conversation. Mm-hmm. But I will politely disagree. I think the three of them already have such great chemistry.
She has a chance to prove it. She has a chance to prove that she's on their level. And it's going to be her opportunity.
On another note, though, they need Becky because they'd hijack that match.
Right.
Because Becky wouldn't be in it. They actually really do need her. If she wasn't in this match, which is crazy because Ronda and Charlotte would be amazing. That's the main event to me.
But the fans would not
be on board. Oh my God. Yeah, they would destroy that match. The same reason if Kofi doesn't make it to WrestleMania.
Right.
They will destroy that match.
Well, sorry, you know, Kevin, going back to 5 years ago, WrestleMania 30, you know, Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of similar. I mean, yes. Daniel Bryan had it was a bit of a longer road than Becky had, but at the same time.
Same time, yeah.
Have Ronda go over. Has to go over.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
because yeah. that you want to build heat on her. That Have is her going win? To be classic
oh,
heat.
I agree.
If she wins that and cleanly in a way, maybe a little bit dirty, but still gets a clean pin or
I
a submission.
Would die.
Man, that would be because Becky's just too predictable. I mean, what do you get out of it? You get that moment. You will get a moment with fans cheering. You have the whole fireworks and all that stuff. But then what? With Ronda, you already have going forward.
Fair
Assuming
enough.
She stays, which I believe she will, well, you have already built
that's
it.
The that's question. The question that you got. No one knows the answer.
That's the question.
So
we're getting both yes and no. So,
and to be honest, no matter. That's the thing I like most about this match. Any one of them can win,
oh,
and
God,
you can't
yeah.
really complain. You're
no.
like, yeah, they're all great. They all have a rightful ownership to that title. So,
right. Oh yeah, either way, yeah, either way you slice it, that would bring Becky to Raw, and it's interesting,
right?
You know,
right.
But I will say, I think it is key though. If you're going to have as many matches as there appears to be, oh boy, I really hope the matches keep to their times.
That's going to be key because those women deserve. To have as long as they can want to have.
Exactly.
They should not have to be rushed or for anybody.
And don't
that
forget,
moment.
Weather in New Jersey / New York is very unpredictable.
Listen, it's called the
April.
Meadowlands for a reason. It's called the Meadowlands.
Yeah.
Like, come on, y'all. Anything can happen.
I was just in Chicago this weekend. It was not warm. I'm not saying it's the same, but it's not that far as climate-wise, and people drink.
There's clouds that just
hover
over
that's my town.
Clouds just hover over the Meadowlands. I want people to know, man, when you go to East Rutherford, like, there's just clouds that just sit around.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether they do anything or not, but they're just always around.
Yeah.
And speaking of women, it looks like they also added the women's tag team titles. It's going to be a four-way here. I'm looking this up. But
official
this,
already?
Looks like it is.
Ah, very interesting.
So let's see what
Why
we got.
Yeah, Jim, can you cut a promo real quick, man?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yep, here we go. We got Boston Hug Connection. They're called
Super Kick.
Beth Phoenix and Ty, the Divas of Doom versus the Iconics versus Nia Jax and Tamina. So glad the Iconics are involved.
Thank God.
It's great.
Thank you.
My girls from Australia and all of you in Australia, all around the world, in Portugal, we are talking to you. Thank you for tuning in and making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Make sure to subscribe to this channel. Get to see this content every week. I mean, how would you not want to have notifications for this? Comment. We want to hear, is Becky worthy? I don't know. I want to hear what you guys have to say. We read the comments. We interact, live chat.
That's
hit
true.
Us up. If you're listening on iTunes, leave us a 5-star Booker T rating and comment there also. So comment, bring it. Just bring it all the time. Stay tuned. We're here for you guys.
Thank you so much.
There you go. There's right you. Now, it looks like there are 13 matches happening
wow.
so far.
Wow, so far.
Calling sick Monday, guys, because WrestleMania is rolling through.
13 matches.
There's probably going to be more, though.
Pre-show. Yeah, 2 hours of pre-show. Let's not forget. There's going to be probably at least 4 or 5 matches on a pre-show.
Oh, no.
And I don't think
there's never been more than 3.
Really? Mm-hmm. But maybe this year. They're going to do a 2-hour pre-show at least.
There's no women's match for the SmackDown side yet, is there?
Well, that's one of the 13. It's going to be Asuka and someone. We don't know.
Asuka and someone.
But this 4-way tag is actually going to... I think it's going to be
excited.
A lot of fun.
I'm
I mean,
excited about that.
Beth Phoenix looked fantastic tonight.
Yes, she did.
Natalia's always great.
Yep.
I mean, it's going to be the weekend her dad is being inducted with Bret Hart as the Hart Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
The Iconics are... They proved... Like, if people didn't know how funny and entertaining they were, watch Elimination Chamber.
Yes.
They were so good. Yes. Their chemistry is so fantastic. Whatever they do in that match, it's going to provide the levity that match needs. Which,
yeah.
Because Fatal 4-Way Tags can be very difficult, and they are going to nail it. And then, of course, Nia Jax, Tamina, they're going to just, you know, wreck a lot of
Decimate people.
People,
yeah.
I'm
excited.
Yeah, man, I'm a bit torn. The match itself sounds great. But
what's going on, Flobo?
I'm just saying, you know, we're, 13 days away from WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
You spent so much time with the Raw Women's title,
correct.
And the SmackDown Women's title doesn't have a challenger, and the tag team match has been thrown together 13 days before.
I know exactly what you're saying.
So it's like, I mean, look, I'm sure the match is going to be great, but, like, is it really an emphasis, or are we just stunt casting?
That
because
is true.
SmackDown's got Mandy Rose.
Whatever, man. I don't think Mandy Rose.
Okay, we're good. We know what match is going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
You might be right.
She earned it, right? She's been over the last few months big time. They've been pushing
been
her.
Big time.
Oh, she's been over since she made her debut with
I
me.
Don't know. About
Unfortunately, I have to give it to Jim because she got out of her feud with Naomi on top. So it looks like she's been a natural. But
no, over with,
then,
over with the company, over with people.
Over, no, I mean, she beat Naomi in that storyline with the whole.
She's over with the company, yeah. But they love her. She's the quintessential. She's the genetic. She's the prototype
okay.
of what Vince likes, you know what I mean? But I mean, the people are still, I don't think they're sure yet.
For sure.
They're not
sure
what to do yet.
I know you're sure.
I know where your heart's at.
I don't think the people are sure.
You want to talk prototypes, let's talk tag teams. A prototype tag team is now entering the Hall of Fame, and that would be the Hart Foundation. Yeah.
Long overdue, brother, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course.
One of the greatest factions ever.
It's sad that the Anvil's not going to be present for it.
So it always is. It always
it
is.
Always seems like that. Yeah, just when you after get they
a,
pass away.
Yeah, after they pass, you know, it's always a somber moment. You're like, oh, they're being honored, but okay, they're not here to say. So it's just a little, it's one of those bittersweet things, you know, but it's well-deserved. He's getting immortalized. That's why I keep pushing for the damn real Hall of Fame building, man. Oh, but like man. The bus, and like I said, I don't care if it was in Florida, like there, or like Connecticut, people would go see this thing, man.
I would, yeah.
Even if it was like $5 or $10, totally. 20, like, people would pay for it to go see if like, it was like an actual hall with busts and stuff. Statues and memorabilia. Yeah. I just really hope they do that. I know they don't think they can pull. They can easily do that.
I absolutely think this people would go.
It'd be wonderful. Yeah. Like maybe one place.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be wonderful, man. Like I was talking to Steve Kaufman. Shout out to Steve Kaufman. They like, put it like in like Orlando area or like an area, you know, like where like City Walk is, and put it like Universal area, like somewhere where a lot of people go. I'm like, yeah. I think wrestling fans will come from all around the world to go see that.
To Orlando,
even to Orlando. I mean, there's needs to be a lot more there. You know,
I just think it would make the Hall of Fame.
I like Orlando. It's a good city.
Who's saying? No, wait a minute. Are y'all hating on Orlando?
No, not at all.
Disney
I like Orlando.
And Universal Damn, Orlando. And swamps.
I have a question.
There's no swamps in Orlando.
Orlando
what are you
is
about?
Glorious.
I mean, physically, it's a swamp. It's not a bad town. But the question I have for
you,
this is Hall of Fame class. Is Honky Tonk Man the only solo person going in?
Tori Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's interesting. We have Harlem Heat and Hart Foundation, two of the greatest tag teams of all time. I mean, that's. And so plus, cool. Don't forget DX. This is a really
awesome, fun
Hall of Fame class.
Look at how many multiple now Hall of Famers we're getting. Booker T again, Bret Hart again, some of the DX members again. That's cool. You get to double some of the yeah.
And I gotta believe we're gonna get one more announcement next Monday, and then maybe they always add in a few people from way back in the day as well.
Oh yeah.
So the headliner is clearly DX. You say. The headliner, you know, they have to do the headliner.
Oh, without
headliner.
A doubt, yeah.
You
have
celebrity entrance this year also?
Oh, I got a feeling.
Not Flo Rida.
Don't do it to me! Don't you do
Hall
it!
Hall of Fame!
He's going in. I'm not sure this year.
Oh, he's definitely going in.
He's going in, man.
Yeah, you're right. The celebrity one, haven't they usually announced it by now?
Yeah.
Yeah, or the Warrior one. The Warrior one.
The Warrior one's announced.
Oh, he hasn't?
Yes. Her name is Sue Atchison. She's worked for the company, I believe, for... Shout over out. 20 years behind the scenes, she does a lot of stuff with charitable programs and everything. So,
congratulations! I didn't know that.
And that's initially what the Warrior Award was for, is for people kind of behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And so, she's a great person to receive that award. But yeah, it seems to be a smaller class this year. But I think the goal was to shorten it up a little bit. So
fair enough. Yeah, and it's still the night before, because like I know last year was the Friday, but now it's the Saturday again.
Takeover's Friday, Hall of Fame Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So there you go. Moving on, Drew McIntyre. Last man standing, dominates Dean Ambrose. Really fun match, though. But yeah, so Drew, I love the standoff with him and Roman Reigns. I'm totally into this match because you don't know which way it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it would make perfect sense for both to win.
Exactly. We talk about it off air, and I'm saying if they want to create a new superstar, if they want a new superstar to emerge, Drew has to beat Roman clean.
Okay.
If he beats him clean,
destroys him actually.
Roman doesn't need a win. Mm-hmm. Roman's legacy is already cemented, which is crazy to even say.
Right.
He's had the title like 87 times already.
Right.
You know, 87 times is an accurate number. Uh-huh. And I'm just saying, like, his legacy is cemented.
Yeah.
It would plus it would just blow the doors off if Drew beats him clean. Or they started a new feud. You know what I mean? What's been the last great feud? You know what I mean? The back and forth, you know what I mean? And the rubber match, and they go to Backlash, and they fight again. Who knows, man? I'm just saying, I think it'd be great to shock the world and give Drew that win, man. Because you're right. I don't know about who that was going to go. Who's getting over in this match?
I mean, look, if Drew McIntyre is going to make a path towards that title,
gotta win, right?
And he needs to destroy him, like he's been destroying Dean Ambrose. That sort of
thing. You get more people.
Well, you get more offense from Roman. It's a longer match, obviously, but you need him to just at the end literally beat him down.
I don't want them to, because he can lose momentum if he loses in WrestleMania.
Then he's over.
I will say this, I agree with all you guys, but I do say I like the new, more vulnerable Roman. It's almost like his strength was like definitely like a old school powerhouse kind of guy, but now he's more like leaned out, of course, but he's more like, hey, look, I'm a family man. I love my family, I'm all my friends. It's about family, more heart kind of a thing.
Oh, absolutely.
I dig it, which is why you should lose, because once you rip that heart out from your fans and say, hey, look, this is now your new villain, you know, all praises to Scottish Psychopath. That's his name.
Yeah. I hate that moniker, by the way.
I hate Boss Time. I don't really always give these weird monikers for
him. Don't call him that, man. Yeah. It's much more amazing to get your ass beat by somebody named Drew McIntyre. Right. You came home, like, what happened to that man? Drew McIntyre beat me up.
Yeah.
Like, damn, man, Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
He
sounded
like he go hard.
Yeah, he does. It was a rough day at school.
Yeah, you don't got to give him any moniker. I wouldn't call him that. He beat me up at school. I'm like, man, Drew McIntyre beat me up, man.
Yeah.
He'd be like, man, he sounded like a rough Scottish dude. I mean, he was! Yeah, he's a rough Scottish kid!
He doesn't wear sleeves.
He didn't wear sleeves, man. Long hair. Bangers and Mash all day, man. Shout out to Bangers and Mash.
That's another match that is, wow.
Shout out to Food.
Shout out to Bangers and
Bangers Mash. Bangers and Mash is so good, man.
That is, I want to say that's the first shout out of Bangers and Mashes.
It might be, though.
People in England are like, oh my gosh.
They're so good, man.
We can have a UK listenership and viewership. Sure. Hey, nothing wrong with that. Moving on, Kurt Angle retirement tour continues.
Interesting.
Poof. Defeated Samoa Joe.
AJ Styles tomorrow.
TNA. That's what's happening now, right? I mean, AJ tomorrow night.
I love the fact that we called back to the history between Joe and Angle because they spent a number of years together.
I did like that they did that.
But wow, to me, it's like Joe is facing Rey Mysterio at WrestleMania. That's the pressing issue here. Like, Joe should be dominating people.
I just wish Joe wasn't so good. It wouldn't make it anymore.
He wanted Kurt to go over. He had to. He probably asked for it.
Joe's a good. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, like I said, him, but
he must have.
I agree with everything you guys are saying. I'm just harkening back to how Joe's career started in WWE.
Right.
He should have been murdering people.
That's the most frustrating thing.
He is so damn good, man.
Yeah. But even the last 6 months, you had Joe being basically a joke. When Hardy was like, you've been here for so long, right? Yeah. He gets a microphone. He brings back old school, like, badmouth Joe. He gets a little heat on him. He gets up the U.S. title, a title that's kind of in the wayside, not really emphasized. The chatting Joe again. He comes out and loses in the most, like, unbelievable way possible. Before the show, we were saying...
Great on the mic before the match.
Yep. Oh, yes, agreed. Yeah. But I was saying before the show, if he would have lost via ankle lock, I'd have been like, that makes sense. Yep. But to have, like, Kurt Angle leverage his weight and Joe be like, oh my gosh, I can't get up because I'm being tricked. It's just like, how do you get that back for Rey Mysterio? Because Rey Mysterio is more agile.
You're right about that. The angle lock would have just been... He caught him slipping. Man.
Yeah, he caught him slipping. But this was definitely like a, hey, look...
Is that a DMX reference?
Okay.
Full X can't get it. Can't get up.
Come up.
We right here.
Kurt, it's sad to watch him work.
Oh, you got nothing. I was waiting on this.
No, it's bad. It's now another week of it. You know, I just can't wait till the end. Like, literally, to get him through WrestleMania, because every week it's kind of painful to see this guy. He was just gassed at the top of the ramp when he was walking after the match. You could tell. Did you guys see all that spit that was like stuck? It kind of reminded me of the Owen Hart at WrestleMania time. Yeah. But he's just gassed. And you had Joe work with him who made him look better than, Apollo would have or the other guy.
True professional.
Or Gable.
Yeah, Gable. But, you know, Kurt just having a struggle working.
I liked Kurt and Gable a lot, actually.
Me too.
Yeah.
I just can't. Chad Gable, I'm not a fan of, but go ahead.
I'm just saying that, you know, it's time. Like, it's cool he's getting the people he's kind of all time. He worked with the TNA guys and the guys he's had history with.
He's
like
earned
Ray.
That, he's earned it.
But damn, like, this can't come soon enough.
as slow as Angle is, I think because we know it's the end there, I'm willing to, like, let it go. Absolutely. It's like, as well as that old athlete in their 40s when they had that going away tour. You're like, okay, yeah, Kobe's finger was messed up, but he's still out there trying his heart out, so that's fine with me. But this week, I did realize he was a lot more fatigued. And I was like, I wonder his eventual opponent, Baron Corbin, maybe, it may change, how long that match is going to be. Or is it going to be like a
6 minutes
of a squash?
What I find very interesting is we're less than 2 weeks away from WrestleMania, and John Cena is essentially nowhere to be found. To me, I think we're going to have some kind of heartwarming moment, maybe.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Between the two. Because I don't see how Cena misses a WrestleMania when he's healthy.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he just can't come in to interfere with Elias or something. That just wouldn't be good enough.
I gotta be somebody bigger like Austin or...
Yeah.
Yeah,
Elias doesn't have a match, but I mean, he keeps saying he's gonna give his best performance of all
Austin,
time.
Austin's got that's Austin's moment right there. Austin to come and interfere there. That is made for that.
You think Stone Cold's coming?
Totally. With Elias.
I would love that. I don't see it can happen.
No question.
I would love it, though. Just to stun him and just, it's so great.
Yep.
Because like, the next person interrupts me, you know what I mean? In a glass break. Yes. That'd be cool.
Yeah, because Stone Cold, when's the last time we saw him at Mania?
Was it Superdome?
Wasn't it the Texas one? The Houston one?
Oh, it wasn't Dallas. 32? It wasn't Dallas. Yeah,
30. Or Dallas.
Yeah. It wasn't Dallas. Yeah. You're right.
It's certainly not every year. That would be a lot of fun.
It'd be fun, right? Yeah.
I didn't even think about Stone Cold.
Right. I always just want him to come out and stun somebody. That's mm-hmm. nothing to do with logic.
So last week we talked about how we enjoyed what Batista had to say from the privacy of his own mansion.
Nice.
Palatial estate. Triple H just let him have it in the ring. And once again, I dig the fact we're not getting physicality between the two.
Exactly.
And Triple H said his piece. He had a letter from Batista's lawyer saying that the only way Batista will wrestle this match is if Triple H puts his in-ring career on the line.
I love. Go ahead, Flo. What you got?
I was going to say I did not think that I would believe that stipulation at all until Crown Jewel. That Crown Jewel event when Triple H got injured, I was like, well, maybe he's at the end of his line too. And how cool would it be if Triple H lost that match and it went off in the sunset because the last big star from that era put him out into pasture?
That'd be crazy.
I think it'd be a dope match either way. But even if Batista loses that match, it's like, cool, he gets his way in the sunset. So now it's like, I can see who can like both guys have a chance of losing, which is pretty awesome.
Triple H is not letting Batista go over him.
I'm just saying.
No chance in the last match.
Done.
That dude is... off in Hollywood, he's just going to come for a one-off, and Triple H is going to end his career and Batista.
Flair can't do it. Corbin won't do it. Like, what?
He's still got some. You know, I think Batista goes out to Cena maybe in a year or so. That's who he would give it up to.
Triple H or
yeah.
Batista?
Yeah, Triple H. Like, if he's going down and handing off the baton, even though Cena's kind of done, but he's the last guy of kind of that era, the tail end of it, that would get it. Or one of Triple H's guys. Maybe McIntyre, he's been his guy, right, for a long time. We've heard those
rumors.
Love
Drew McIntyre.
So I see someone like that. Triple H would know if he gives it up, either gives it up to a legend, like passes down, like kind of like Hogan did to Rock, he does it to Cena, or he puts over a young new star that's one of his favorites, either Kevin Owens or a Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
Wow. Because Batista already said that this will be his final match.
Oh, he's done. Mm-hmm. He's done no matter what. He's done.
And he's never lost. Triple H.
It's so great. It's so great.
Mm-hmm. It's so rare to see Triple H in WrestleMania without him being the villain, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And he finds some way to make him the villain. Like I said, I like this angle, man. It's going to get lost in the shuffle with like 87 matches.
Oh, I don't think this match will get lost.
I'm very excited, bro. Ain't nobody cares about this match but me and us and all of us.
Best promos by far.
So much.
I'm really pumped about this.
I know you guys are all of us here. We're cool. I've been reading people like, no one's like really. I'm so excited about this match, man, because I don't know how it's going to go. And you're right there. I think they're doing a good job with not having them even touch each other.
Well, because
they don't even need to do that to build attention. Attention's there.
That's kind of Batista's MO now. It's like, why would he?
Yeah. I love that new Batista look. Like, listen, I'm on my custom fitted right here. I can't. Yeah. My suit's custom made. I ain't getting in that ring. I got the goon squad out here.
It's hard to get a form fitting jacket.
You know what I mean?
And somehow,
it's true. How dare you?
He's got sequins.
Boy, listen, I'm in the MCU, man. I'm messing around with you, man.
Do you think he comes back now to Guardians?
For sure.
Yeah.
His one stipulation was James Gunn getting fired.
Right.
And James Gunn is no longer fired. You can't just replace everybody. Hey, disclaimer, all Hollywood movies, you can't just replace everybody. Some people are irreplaceable. Who the hell did he go get his Drax?
No idea.
He literally made that his own, man.
Yeah.
You gotta bring him back, man. Don't be all in your feelings because he made a stand.
And you got to believe that his stand probably had something to do with
it. Oh, could be.
And props for having a stand and not folding.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was like, oh, no, y'all better bring him back. He's what made this movie successful. Yeah.
You know you're big time when you're making stands like that and not, you know, not afraid.
You have to know where you are in the company.
Well,
trust me.
You know, it's not like when you're financially secure, that makes life a lot easier.
I agree.
It's a lot easier to take a stand when you say, I have my money, I don't need to do this, I'm enjoying my life, and I'm going to stand up for what I think is the right thing to do.
Yeah, much harder to take a stand when you broke and you don't got a pot to piss in. I just want everybody to know that.
Just like I do every week, standing up for my beliefs. I still got no money, though. No money. Little in that bank
account.
Freedom
fighter, dude.
He is a freedom fighter, man.
Dear always God. Financially insecure. Jim Alexander.
I have $10 in my wallet right now.
Oh, shout out to $10.
$10.
Go to his website, get him a couple of pennies. Let's make that happen.
Oh, click on those banners.
So, Ricochet, Aleister Black. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're going to be all over WrestleMania weekend. So they're in the finals of the Dusty Classic against Forgotten Sons, and it appears to be that they defeated the Revival tonight. Mm-hmm. Are they going to be going for the tag team titles at WrestleMania?
Have to, right?
The Raw titles.
Yeah,
because they're still on NXT's roster.
Sure. Why would they have to beat the Revival, though? Why? This is really close to WrestleMania, unless they're going to get that match.
Right. Classic book, it says the Revival go over. Because even when they lost it and they got the belts together, I'm like, and still.
Oh, I say match, but not win. I say have the match for sure. Yeah, I didn't say win because they win, dear God.
Revival needs to be revived because they're dead to me at this point. They have been buried every week. I mean, they're the weakest tag team carrying champions I can remember in a long time. Same. They're just not going over. Every week, they're just cleanly losing. I mean, it's Aleister and Ricochet almost every week, but they're making him look so weak.
Really weak.
Can that gimmick get over, though, to hand over the crowd? Titles. Can the gimmick of being like we're old school guys from the 70s, can that get over?
Not with if you're the audience?
Win losses aside, I'm saying, do you think there's an appetite for that?
For quite some time it actually was, but then they got injured a couple times.
Sure.
They've had a lot of bad luck with injuries.
On NXT, though. Like, that got on NXT.
Main roster, I think it was working.
Okay. Right, especially, I was there Monday night when they came out. It was insane.
Okay.
It was pandemonium in there. And I was like, okay, cool. And I think that I was so excited.
People were on board.
They were on board, and then
bring back those release forms. They're ready to sign them.
The great equalizer.
They're ready to sign those
release
forms.
The great equalizer is injuries, man.
And
it
also,
changes everything.
They're also really good on the mic together, too.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. I'm not done on their talent.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. You're just questioning, in this day and age right now, can that the next shit get over? It's a fair question. I think they were. You're right. There were. Can they get it back?
Heavy Machinery turned to a comedy gimmick when they got called to the roster.
They kind of, they were,
but I mean, yeah. Brother!
Yeah, I think ship has sailed.
Damn.
AEW waiting in May. So, May's around the corner.
So, to answer my question, though, do you think that's the title match at WrestleMania?
100%, unless they add more tactic. Like, if they could give Chad and Bobby something to do, and then another tag team something to do. I can see, a la what they're doing with the women.
Yeah. Mm.
But why not, man?
I mean, the Battle Royal is happening, so anyone who's not, you know.
To put it like this, Ricochet and Aleister Black will be in the tag title match. No matter who's going to be in it, they're going to be in it, man. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too long of a build for the last, like, month and a half.
Of them being together.
Just constantly going over all the time. They have to.
Why not?
All right. Someone in chat world is asking me about Ciampa's injury and how long he's going to be out.
Forever. Like I said, they say 12 months is the
forever,
is the minimum.
Man.
If you're in a sedentary job, you're back doing things relatively soon. But at the high level that Tommaso Ciampa has to be at, you're looking at 9 months minimum, but probably to play it safe over a year.
Absolutely.
Because it is the neck, and you have to be incredibly careful. The surgery was successful, which is great. But no, it's going to be...
Take those bumps on your back.
Yeah,
and it isn't his first injury or surgery either. So.
Exactly. I wouldn't count on waiting anytime soon, if ever. I don't think he's coming back. I just don't. Too much of an injury risk.
It's a
too serious
injury.
Of an injury. And the company won't allow him. Especially, they're keeping out people from concussions. And you're talking about a neck injury, third surgery.
Concussions can be actually almost as worse as...
Yeah, you have to play it incredibly safe, so you're...
Yeah, I mean, both are horrible in that
concussions
sense.
Concussions are bad,
you don't
bro.
Mess with the head, you know, like, in that sense. I mean, once there's head injuries, it's a wrap.
Yeah, you're right about it. It's about him getting cleared. It's not about him getting back.
Yeah.
He has to get medically
he could maybe
cleared.
Get his way back, his body to shape, but it's too much of a liability for him and the company. It just
we'll
not
see, brother.
Smart.
Right, and it wasn't just a one time. This was a gradual,
right.
You know, don't forget, he had a lot of miles before he got here.
Yeah.
Much like Daniel Bryan did, you know, their careers were very physical careers.
Yeah.
And so it just, unfortunately, bad timing. He was impinging on the spinal cord, and it got to the point where they had to go in and they had to fixate it and they had to make sure it was stable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, give him his time. Yep. Don't expect it back. It's going to be a while for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Rollins, Paul Heyman trading barbs. Paul Heyman ends up on his butt.
Nice.
Good fall there.
Old man still taking the bump.
I'm an advocate.
Drop that mic onto Paul.
Yeah.
good verbal jabbing on both accounts. I mean, Rollins, I'm telling you, his mic skills so underrated. They're top notch.
Stop it.
Top notch.
Stop it. If you just stopped it underrated, I'd be good. Don't say top notch, bro.
Top notch.
Get
really
the hell
is.
Out
That's
of
what I'm
here.
I'm saying they're underrated because he's one of the best. If he goes,
he alright. Okay, tell me. Give me. Okay, this. We gonna put your feet to the fire since you said that.
Oh damn.
Give me the memorable Seth Rollins promo.
Burn down.
Every one of them.
Oh, because, my God.
Because he connects.
Like three off the top with John. I give you three with...
Connects every time. He says the truth, and look at even with Paul Heyman. He was verbally jab for jab sticking with him. He countered whatever Heyman said. He's just good. He tells the truth, and he doesn't have to be over
the
top.
He's good. He's not great.
He doesn't have to be over the top. He just says he's clever. He's quick. He's witty with it. He's on point. He's always on point. Consistency of really good puts you to elite.
That's true, but you couldn't name like
couldn't
a
name me a one hot promo.
They're all good, man.
I can't do that. Because everyone can harken back to a Dusty Rhodes promo,
yes.
A Ric Flair promo,
a Rock promo.
You cannot tell me one promo he cut.
Right. I mean, I used to enjoy the J&J security being involved with his promos because, you know, there was a while he had a run. He would open Raw every single week when he was champion. So, yeah, there were those moments I really enjoyed. Right now, it's, you know, he's speaking from the heart, which is important.
Always.
Yeah, but it's genuine and real. And people connect with what he says. That's what counts every time. Burn that down.
That catchphrase is lame, too.
Kevin tried to burn down your comment, actually.
Right. He couldn't name you one moment.
That's true.
You can name any wrestler a promo.
face of Raw for like the last 2 years.
That's been Roman Reigns. Stop it.
Right.
Roman Reigns been the face of Raw for the last two years. What are you talking about?
Seth's been going over as a heel and a face equally on top of Raw as a heel and a face.
This is madness.
Barbershop Window's coming up soon.
What about Boudoir? What about Boudoir? What about Boudoir?
Oh man,
we are not doing.
Chicken's boudoir. He'll do boudoir.
Some back
end. He hijacked the boudoir.
That's right. TK, you might be out in Canada or somewhere else or overseas, but the boudoir is still alive in here in today's boudoir. Let's give a shout out to the fabulous Alexa Bliss, just lighting up the room all the time, every time. Alexa Bliss, you are a boudoir legend forever. And of course, you know what? Liv Tyler's getting a boudoir. She reminds me. I got my women confused. Liv Morgan, okay? Liv Tyler,
chat
cool
room,
too.
Assault.
Liv Morgan, kind of a. Mandy Rose gone Harley Quinn. What do you think?
Okay.
That's my boudoir. Charlie, good luck today.
Bay.
Good luck. We're going to go with that. So Charlie Caruso always in a boudoir. And guy-wise, do I put a guy in a boudoir?
Sure. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I don't know what a boudoir is.
Well, we're going to go with my boy, Seth Rollins, for keeping it consistent. Always,
always looking fresh.
Always looking fresh.
Don't get mad at me. I got to sit next to you.
Fresh.
I'm just saying. It was all Jim's idea.
And that was Jim's boudoir.
TK is going to love that.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine next week. That's so brutal.
Hey, we're keeping our spirit up here.
That's true. That's true. Balor Lashley is official at WrestleMania.
Yes.
As of tonight, Balor won the match that he had to win.
Yep.
And so there you go. And we already spoke about that briefly.
So we're never getting the Demon King thing ever again, huh? Ever?
That would be the time. This would be the time if you need some spice to it.
I don't know. I like the demon when it's built up.
I heard it was like a legal thing, so he can't call himself Demon King.
Why?
Because some guy? Look it up. Some cat in the chat hit me up and was like, oh, it's because some guy was suing him because he's calling himself the Demon King. And he has the rights to it.
Some guy has...
I kid you not. You know you haven't seen it anymore.
Yeah.
You see, it's like they put some kind of legal pressure.
He can still dress as...
that's what I'm saying. So now they just abandoned it. Guys, you don't have to call him the Demon King anymore.
Just call him the Demon.
I'm telling you, look this up. I was like, what? Because I'm like, oh my God, you're right. It doesn't.
The Irish
have it anymore.
Demon.
Yeah, something else. Like, they literally doesn't mean you have to abandon the look.
No,
right? No, for sure. SummerSlam was amazing.
Man, they freaked out.
Yeah,
man.
It was great. But props to Jinder Mahal making an appearance.
You want to talk about being the BMP, man?
I'm just saying, yo, he's a brown dude with brown tights. Why are you doing that?
You can't do that. Can't do brown on brown.
We got a comment in chat roll that's accusing TK of stealing the boudoir from Rosenberg.
This is
has been a thing. I even know about this.
Christian's Closet is not the same thing.
No, and I can guarantee you, TK doesn't watch the other SmackDown.
Like, once before anything happened, before she had a theme song or anything, she asked Christian if she can do TK.
He okayed it.
Yeah.
And he okayed it. Right. See, this is before she had a thing. So I was like, you know what? I got to do one better. I got to have her own track.
Right.
Because we had to put this to bed once and for all. Plus, Mr. Rosenberg, he okayed it.
Right.
He gave it the okay.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. So, yeah, let's stop accusing people of stuff in the chat role. One love.
That's gimmick infringement.
One love, everybody.
That's the demon guy probably trying to steal another thing.
So, Colin Jost and Michael Che.
Hell no. I was waiting for this.
They are going to be in the Andre. So, we have three entrants into the Andre Battle Royal. We have Braun Strowman, Michael Che, and Colin Jost. You know, if I'm Michael Che, I'm pumped up because he actually does enjoy wrestling. Yes. He likes wrestling. He's going to be a part of WrestleMania.
He's freaking out.
Yeah. Colin Jost, I will say this, though. A lot of celebrity guests, they come in and don't get it. Colin Jost knows how to draw the boos, at least.
Right.
So, because you're right, because sometimes they don't get any reaction.
Yeah. Now, how is this going to go in the Battle Royal when you have to go over the top rope? That I don't know.
Dear God.
Here's a correction. Colin Jost ain't no celebrity. Okay, let's start with that.
That's fine. Whatever.
First of all.
Whatever.
That guy, I mean, it's not about them. It's not about Colin Jost or Michael Che. Who cares? They're irrelevant on SNL. It's about Braun Strowman getting buried over and over. Bring back the casket match. Bring back the buried alive match and put that guy out because he ain't coming. You talk about revival needing a revival?
Right.
This dude needs a career revival because he's getting buried. And this is... I mean, you're putting over
TV, Jim. Calm down.
Listen, this guy was supposed to be the guy that was one of the main players in the main event scene on Raw.
Okay.
He was built as that for
it
2 years.
It doesn't happen every year. He looks better than he's ever looked. So
I'll tell you one better. Besides the Braun and Colin and Michael Che, I thought the Andre Battle Royal was going to be a serious match. But you're basically saying the first three guys are on a comedy angle inside this match.
Oh, okay.
What happens if you... What if Michael Che wins? Did he get the award and trophy?
Serious.
I'm just saying, what does that mean? Like, what's that a match supposed to stand for?
Well, Haywood Wong has the best idea he's ever had. He says, replace... Mm-hmm. Replace Colin Jost with Jim.
I'd do that.
Or, I'm sorry, replace Michael Che with Jim. There you go.
Oh, I'm down with that.
Oh, man. You hate Boston, too, don't you? I'm just kidding.
Everybody already has... Everybody in the chat in NXT already wants you to go against Johnny Gargano.
Oh, my gosh.
One-on-one for the NXT title. I would... kill to see that.
Johnny after show.
Now, here's the thing. I've always loved a good battle royal.
Yes.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yes. I'll never not enjoy a battle royal.
Yeah, sure. I'm a sucker for battle royals since I was a kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go down the winners of all the battle royals in the last... The
big guys,
titles.
Right?
Mojo?
No, Corbin, Braun Strowman, Big Show, and there's one more.
Mojo.
Did Mojo win one? Yeah, he did win one. Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Over gender.
Gronk came out.
Yeah, Gronk came out with a 3-point stance.
This will be the sixth annual.
Oh, damn.
First one ever, Cesaro.
That was WrestleMania 3. Right.
Then The Big Show.
Yeah.
Baron Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
Mojo Rawley.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Matt Hardy last year.
Unforgettable.
Nollins.
That was pre-show for sure.
Yes. That's why I didn't remember.
Wonderful.
That just tells you the level it's fallen.
Man, that's interesting.
It's a gimmick, Matt. It's a gimmick, like not a. It is a gimmick in itself, but it's a bad gimmick.
I liked when Mojo won, though. It was special. Mm-hmm. McGraw coming out, shoulder blocking. Mojo. People didn't think Mojo was winning that because he kept saying, "I'm going to win it," and everyone was like, "Oh, he's going to get tossed next to last." And for him to win, that's the one that most resonated with me. That one in Big Shows. I like when Mojo won. Hopefully,
well, Gronk put it over.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Sometimes you need that. You need a
rub like that. Yep.
Well, that said, I love a good battle royal, and by next Monday we should have almost all the matches cemented for WrestleMania.
Right. Until Tuesday, until SmackDown.
But we're getting there. Either way, a lot of high-profile matches, and it's WrestleMania, so we're all pumped up about it.
Yeah.
It's time to close out strong. Let's all put ourselves over. Jim Alexander, go.
Putting myself over every day, every night, 24/7, at the Jim Alexander on all social media, realtalker.com. That's R-E-L, talker. And a lot more, my man, to decide.
Check me out on Twitter, at Flobo Voice, on Instagram, at Flobito, Flobito.com. And if you're in the Palms, Los Angeles area,
yes,
you're looking for someone to represent your business interests, vote for me, Flobo Voice. Boys in the Hood is a hashtag. Vote for me.
I'm not sure where Palms is.
What? It's like Culver City adjacent.
Oh! Yeah. Yeah,
great smoothies in that area.
He's in Culver City adjacent.
I'm thinking Palm Springs. I'm like, you drive.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, man, they ain't looking at brother in Palm Springs.
The 4, 5, and 10 hit the roads, yeah.
Evan T. Mac, Instagram, and Twitter. Shout out to Hugo once again. Rocky, Ghost, Dan, Bosa, Zeno Hour. BMP shirts, prowrestlingtees.com. Just put BMP in there, man. It'll come up, man.
Oh, there you go. Follow TK Trinidad at TK Trinidad. This week, I'm flying to Nashville tomorrow. Rikishi and I, WWE Hall of Famer, will be at Zany's in Nashville on the In Your Face Tour. This Sunday, March 31st, Rikishi and I will be at the Brea Improv in California. If you're in either one of those areas, it's a can't-miss show. Trust me, we've had so much fun doing this. And as far as WrestleMania weekend, I believe I'll be calling the Destiny Wrestling Show on Thursday, the Blackcraft pay-per-view at midnight on Friday, and possibly one more, I'm not quite sure. And watch Championship Wrestling from Hollywood every single week. We did some amazing episodes yesterday, so watch it on Fight TV for free every single week. Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
That man's working.
We love you. We'll see you next week.
Ah, today.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.